Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you spent with us, that you spend with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us. You know, I know there's a gazillion other stations, a gazillion other places you could be watching or listening to, and you've chosen my show. I think it does one of two things. First, I appreciate it. It shows me how smart you are, how high your IQ is, or that there's nothing else on for you to listen to. I don't know which. I'm hoping it shows you how high your IQ is, but, you know, whatever. Hey, listen, I want to make sure I reiterate that happy Hanukkah to our Jewish friends. I do appreciate you. I appreciate you as listeners. I appreciate you as friends. And some of you I know don't consider yourself a friend, but unlike some, I consider everybody a human being and worthy of acknowledgement. So again, enjoy, celebrate, as they say. And basically, you know this already, but many don't. I mean, Hanukkah is basically a celebration of triumph over darkness, really. I mean, look it up. Check it out yourself. The miracle of something that shouldn't have lasted a full day lasted 8 days. Because it's the way God wanted it. Yeah, I said God. I'm sorry. What can I say? Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. With everything going on, with everything happening, this stuff just never stops. It's always amazing to me. The House panel is going to open up an investigation into the immigrant detainees and their medical care to see if ICE is really taking care of them the way they should. Let's not talk about Biden. Let's not investigate anything going down there, right? I mean, there's so many other things they could be looking into. I mean, if the FBI has actually done a half of what they said, and again, I keep saying this because I want to make sure it's clear. I am not talking about rank and file. I know it comes down from the top. But if the FBI has done a quarter of what they said they've done, the average Joe is in a lot of trouble. Because that means they can get away with this. I mean, they're getting away with this stuff with people with money. If you have no money, you're a dead man for all intents and purposes. How do you fight back? How do you push back on the most powerful law enforcement agency on the planet? It's almost impossible, is it not? I'd hate to be in that position. I'd hate to be in a position of having to fight back. Because I can only imagine. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. But a House subcommittee has opened up an investigation into immigrant detainees and their medical care. Because they're saying that the children are being abused to the point of death. Because you know that those Border Patrol agents, they hate kids. They especially hate immigration kids or immigrant kids. And they do everything they can to make sure they don't get the medical treatment and kill them profusely during the day. Come on, give me a break. I mean, seriously, are there holes in the system? Probably. There's holes in every system. But the reality is they're doing the best they can with what they have and the information they have. Some of these kids are sick long before they get here. Do your own homework. Don't listen to me, and sure as heck, don't listen to some of these publications. The House Subcommittee on Civil Rights and Civil Liberties submitted letters to the Department of Homeland Security, as well as Immigration and Customs Enforcement, also known as ICE, and the Office for Civil Rights and Civil Liberties asking the documentation related to allegations be, you know, produced. Now, one claim of mistreatment involves a 16-year-old who died of the flu after being left for hours without treatment. The department's failure to care for the sick child appears to be part of a troubling pattern of abuse. Of abuse! Now, before this recent approval of the budget, remember, it was the House would not approve a budget, would not approve more money for the Border Patrol. Remember that? So how exactly is it supposed to do this? This is like in the days, well, what, last, not last year, but earlier this year, when they were trying to get some money for beds for these kids because they didn't want them sleeping on the floor, but the Dems wouldn't vote for the beds. They wouldn't vote for the money because they wanted more in the bill. Well, if you really care about the kids, you really want them off the floor, how about you vote for a bill, a clean bill, that gets them all the mattresses they need to get them off the floor? Start there. Or that asking a little bit too much. I don't know. So at least seven children have died in detention since 2018, after almost a decade without any such deaths. Now, you see how they do that? Right, the Texas, it's 2000. After almost a decade without any such deaths, the subcommittee has also been provided with at least 17 complaints of inadequate medical treatment. Let me tell you what. It's because we have about, what is it, 200 times as many people coming over or had. It's because we are inundated with illegals because the last administration pretty much threw the doors open, as does Gavin, I don't even want to call him a governor. Gavin Newsom's. I mean, seriously, think about them. So you want them to flood us and then try to figure out why you can't keep up. You can't keep up in the education system. You can't keep up in the for medical treatment. And what's all this talk about the immigrant kids? How about we talk about our vets? How about we talk about getting a proper care for our vets every day? Would that be, I don't know, great, wonderful, truly American? I just don't get it. But we have to be worried about a number when you think about it. Look, no death is quote-unquote acceptable. But to really believe that you're not going to have anything fall through the cracks, zero deaths, zero injuries, when you've got, when you're up a couple of hundred times more in border crossings than you've been before, and you're not allowing the Border Patrol to increase. Yeah, makes sense to me. Trouble Senior Host, Dr. Gerard Lamero joins us. Hadn't been here for a little bit, coming back off a little bit, being sick a little bit. And we're going to hear from him. And is Trump still going to make it? Well, going to come back if you want to know. We'll be right back. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government, or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Isn't that just like a wop? Brings a knife to a gunfight.
We are back. A little happy music, never hurt anybody. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and I know you could be, you know, there's a dozen, thousands, really, of different stations you could be part of, and I appreciate you tuning in here. I like to believe it's because of your high IQ, but that's just me. I don't know what to tell you, but I do appreciate the time you spend. Listen, if you don't like emails and you want to be notified via a text alert, it's really simple to do. TRS, simply text TRS to 77222. That's TRS to 77222. And I don't send one out. Funny thing about it, I don't send one out every night. Send it out every couple of nights. Let you know that we're coming on and the show's coming up. Same thing with email. If you want to be notified by email, just head over to the website. Got a little block there. You can put your email address in. and we'll let you know when the show is going to start. Well, here's a guy that hasn't been on in a while. I'm glad he's on with us tonight. I so much appreciate the time. Dr. Gerard Lomero joins us. He's the author of many books. Even the one I like is the More Great News for America, How Donald Trump is going to get reelected and reelected and reelected and reelected. Dr. Lomero, thanks for being with me.
Oh, it's great to be with you. And by the way, for listeners who'd like my books, and there are a few out there, you know, I've got a brand new book coming out on January 14th. You may be able to pre-order it from Amazon even sooner. But January 14th, the official release date, it's all about real-world socialism and tells you how to argue with all those socialists who think and have been misled to believe that socialism is good.
Isn't it? I've been...
listen, not everything, at all.
Everything I read tells me how great it is. I don't understand what the problem is here.
Well, once they finish reading my book, they will not be in doubt about what it's like.
God. It's always fun. Now, so we were talking about, or not we, you and I were talking about a CNN poll earlier.
Yes.
I wanted, we'll talk more about you in the last segment, but I want to talk about the CNN poll because these people, and I say that in the most loving way I can say it, these people keep coming up with a poll showing, you know, Donald Trump always behind or just making it or barely able to make it or. And you have taught me that these polls don't mean much of anything because you don't know who they're asking. You don't know what they're asking. You know, whether it's likely voters, registered voters, or people who can't vote at all. Recent polls from CNN, I'm just going to, because people can't see this, obviously. It shows that Biden now, today, if the election was held today, that Biden is at 49%, Trump's at 44%, Sanders at 49%, Trump is at 45%. Warren at 47, Trump at 46, but these numbers were quite higher, quite different back in October. So, you know, Biden was way ahead, like by 53%. And so, but what do these polls mean?
Not a lot to me. What I do, by the way, is I try, if it's all possible and it's public information, I try to read the internals of the poll, try to find out how it was really done, things that are, you know, that are underneath it, and the significance. This one is shot full of holes from my perspective. I mean, I'm very picky. I do forecasting. I do forecast models, and they're good. And, you know, I've gone through these, and I think there's some major problems here, and I can even tell you a reason that I think that they're happening. I think a lot of people these days are doing polls in order to get a specific conclusion. And I think this one may have a specific conclusion in mind. But let me tell you about some of the problems. And this is just some of them. By the way, More Great News for America, that book I wrote in 2018, goes through several chapters about polling and what are the issues that are happening back then in 2016. People ask me all the time, why were you right and the polls were wrong? Because my forecast was exactly right, practically, almost to the exact states picked. Believe it or not, every state Trump carried, I predicted correctly.
I believed it. I know it's true. Yep.
And so people ask me all the time, how come you're right? What did you do? You know, what did you do different than we did? Anyway, on this poll, the first thing I'll start out with on the CNN, which came out yesterday, by the way, is that they went to registered voters. And registered voters are notoriously, as opposed to likely voters, notoriously going to say they're voting Democrat, and then they don't bother to go. And so the numbers are almost always lower if you can get likely voters in your polling sample than registered voters. So registered voters assumes you want more Democrats, okay? Then in addition, you have to question the particular sample they picked. And again, I'm not criticizing these people because they do it. I'm just pointing it out from my perspective as someone who's an expert on forecasting, why I wouldn't do it this way. I mean, they're entitled as professionals to do it any way they want. But I don't think the results are solid as if you do forecast modeling. But at any rate, another thing is the sampling methodology they used, I would question if it was the optimum to get the most accurate results. Another thing that people have to realize is a lot of these polls, and I take it this one too from what I can tell, are national. So right away, you weight California much higher than it should be weighted. because we know California has the biggest population, and they have a lot of issues in California with allowing people to vote that shouldn't. There are definitely issues that are raised. And what is it going to do? It's going to tend to raise the Democrat numbers because, you know, in the 2016 election, Donald Trump won the popular vote in 49 states out of 50. He only lost in California, and he lost by a million votes. Hillary won there, but that's because it's a monolithic state. It's run by the Democrats,
you know,
literally.
Hey, Dr. Lomero, I got to tell you something. Right now, the director who watches over our voter registration, he's been forced by the courts to go in and clean up over 1.5 million voter registrations. I want you to think about that.
Well, that's good news. That's really good news because we've got to clean up some of the messes. You know, I remember the example down in Florida where, you know, it was a close election in Florida. I had predicted Trump would win Florida in 2016. He did. But the next day, they found it in an airport rental car parking lot. They found a car, and in the trunk was a box of ballots from the election. Where did they come from? Somebody flew them in? But I don't know. But at any rate, there are a lot of issues that I have here. But what I want to give some thought to the listeners is that I think what's going on is I think there is a movement within some people in the Democratic Party, led by Obama, to actually get Michelle to knock out these four candidates, Biden, that's Sanders, Warren, and Buttigieg.
Ruining dinner.
She sent me signals. She not personally sent them to me, but I see signals in the news and things I read that indicate, and this may be one step toward that, to say, oh, these guys are all dropping. They're dropping. We better get somebody else. Let's get Michelle.
Don't. You're ruining my dinner here. We'll be back in a minute. Jump to your host. I think Gerard Lomero's with us. Don't go far. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump continuing his attacks on House Speaker Nancy Pelosi for not yet sending the two articles of impeachment passed in the House over to the Senate. The president on Twitter accusing Pelosi of trying to take over the Senate. The president tweeting, "The witch hunt must end now," capital letters, with a trial in the Senate, or let her default and lose. Lawmakers still remain at an impasse over the form of the trial by the Republican-controlled Senate. President Trump will be in Florida at his home, Mar-a-Lago, in West Palm Beach for the 2 weeks over Christmas and New Year's with his family. North Korea appears to be at it again as nuclear talks have stalled, the regime's rhetoric increasing, saying it has a Christmas gift for the U.S. This warning putting military leaders in the United States and South Korea on high alert. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
Always a pleasure to have you with me.
This is a song with a lot of words in it, huh?
Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Thanks so much for joining me. Appreciate the time you're spending with us. I want to bring Dr. Gerard Lomero right back on with me, so I don't waste any of his time. He's got so much information I'm going to try to get out to you. Dr. Lomero, thanks for being with me.
Great to be with you. Always great.
You know, I do appreciate the way you do your work. And people, you know, you're talking about forecasting. You're talking about polling. Tell people what the difference is between the two.
Sure.
And why one works better than the other.
Sure. Well, first of all, I believe forecast models work really well because I get really good results. And most, a lot of forecasters do well, too. Moody's Analytics has done some good work over the years, although they missed 2016. They didn't change their model. Okay, what's the difference between polling and forecasting? Well, with polls, you basically call about 1,000 or 1,500 people on the phone, usually, and you try to get a handle on who you've talked to, what the demographics are, and you superimpose on it a model for the entire electorate, and you try to adjust the numbers to fit the model. And you better get your trends right, you better know what's going on, or your model doesn't work. And part of the problem with 2016, in my opinion, or that the models were really more like a 2008 electorate, and they didn't update it to take into account things that I try to take into account. So I look at a lot of things. With forecast models, well, let me go back to polling. When you do polling, you do it at a point in time, like August 1st. Where does the electorate stand? I don't do it that way. What I do is a forecast model for what's going to happen on election day. In other words, everything I do, the long-term trends, short-term trends, medium-term trends, all the variables, it's all geared to one day, election day, which, by the way, is the day that counts. And I'll give you an example. I look at voter intensity. And what that means is if you tell a pollster on August 1st you're going to vote for Hillary Clinton, what is the probability that in November 2016 you actually vote for her? Turns out her voter intensity was low. Anything would keep a person home. because they didn't like Hillary Clinton that much. They didn't have any intensity. But look at a Trump rally. He's got high voter intensity. If somebody in a poll were to ask you, are you for Trump, chances are he's going to vote for Trump and that. But the forecast model doesn't worry about polls at all. It just looks at numbers. How many people are registered? What are the trends in the electorate? How are people moving? For example, black Americans are moving strongly toward Donald Trump right now as we speak. In fact, from the time I got on to the time I get off this evening, Trump has probably picked up more black voters. That's how quickly it's moving in his direction. And so I look at a lot of different variables, registration trends, all sorts of things. And you can see, if you want a lot of depth on how to do this, read my book, More Great News for America. The first four chapters are devoted to how polls are done and what the problems are, how forecast models are done, and how I've been successful at doing that. And so people can read that book. In fact, I think every pollster would benefit from reading my book because they may have overlooked a couple of things.
Now, your forecasting, does it show you or maybe give you some insight? Are we moving more? Is the country, are the young people, whatever, are they moving more towards socialism or socialistic viewpoints?
Actually, right out of college, they're a little bit higher there, but they start breaking away from that very quickly. And there are a number of factors involved, but they're actually overall as a group moving away from socialism and rejecting it. The idea, if you tell a student, would you like a free college education, we'll pay all your loans, they say yes. If you tell them later that their parents' taxes are going to go through the roof to pay for it, or to pay for everything like Medicare for All and the Green New Deal, which is really the Green Bad Deal, you know, it turns out that, you know, on second thought, that socialism doesn't sound too good to them.
Oh, God bless. So I want to go back to the impeachment process for a second.
Sure.
You know, as what you're seeing out there is that the impeachment process may have actually brought people more in line with voting for Trump, not because they love him to death, but because they hate what's being done. Correct?
Well, if you were a Democrat or even an independent, most independents really vote Democrat or Republican. There are a few independents that are truly independent that flip. It's a small percentage. But if you're a independent who leans Democrat or a Democrat, what's happening is people are saying, the Democratic Party is leaving me behind. I used to be a Democrat. I've got to switch. These people are too radical. They want to destroy the country. They can't find anything good that Trump has done with this economy the way it is. You know, the 7 million more jobs than people fill them. I mean, we have an incredible economy. I mean, if we go through those numbers, that'll take a whole show. We can talk about the greatest economy in the world that we have right now. But people in the Democratic Party are leaving because they don't have anything good to vote for. One of the fundamental rules of running a presidential campaign, of which I've studied a lot, and I wrote the 10 laws for winning presidential elections, and that I wrote that about 25, 30 years ago. Wow. One of the things is you got to have a reason to vote for somebody. You can't just say, I hate Trump, therefore vote for me. They don't buy that. They have to have a reason.
Right.
And for example, you tell seniors, we're going to give Medicare for All. You know what it does? It makes those seniors want to give up on the Democrats because they know their benefits are going to get watered down and probably be nothing, and they're going to wait 6 months online for emergency surgery like they do in Canada.
Yeah.
Because I've got one example in one of my books about how somebody needed emergency heart surgery, I think it was, in Canada. The soonest they could get in 6 months, people die in socialized medicine waiting for services that have to be rationed because there are shortages.
Yeah, I've actually
people
read,
don't like that.
Right.
People
I've read articles
like
about how they're waiting for, you know, CAT scans. They're waiting for, you know, treatment that they need, or even just to check and see if they have the kind of cancer or what have you that they were told that they had. So, you know, if you've got to wait 4, 5, 6 months to even be checked to see if you actually have that, chances are it's moved 2 stages forward, right?
Well, a lot of what's happened, if you look at socialized medicine around the world, that's what the name used to go. Now they call it universal health care, single payer, whatever the name, doesn't matter. It has the same effect, and that is people wait, and a lot of people, if you look at the numbers, die while they're waiting for treatment. They say they got health care, but they can't get any health care. They got to wait. That's because it's free, supposedly. It's not free. The taxes go through the roof, but at the same time, they don't get the service they used to get.
Yeah,
That's why people are moving away from the Democrats. What they offer isn't worth anything.
Well, it's interesting to listen to some of my Democrat friends who won't change, but they'll say, you know, I don't know what's happened to my party. I don't know where they're going. I don't know what they're doing. And I find that quite interesting because you would think that they want to take their party back, or has it been so long, do you think, that they've been heading in this direction that they may not be able to turn it around?
Well, not only that, but they continue to dig their heels in deeper to get more like socialists. I mean, they're calling themselves socialists. They'll say, I'm a Democrat socialist. And that's trying to put the word Democrat because you think democracy is good. But with Democrat socialists like Hugo Chavez, who said he was a Democrat socialist, he only had one election and he was a Democrat. After that, he became a dictator.
Well, you know, when you talk to the young kids about Democrat socialist, what they believe socialism to be is simply taking care of other people, being willing, you know, to make sure that other people aren't sleeping in the gutters. And I'm going, wait a minute, that's not socialism.
You know what that is? You know what that is?
Go ahead.
That's places like Sweden and Denmark that were once capitalist, built up a wealth, and then started spending it on welfare. They have big welfare systems, but those Scandinavian socialist-type countries actually are not socialist anymore. They had to back off of it because it was bankrupting and hurting their financial systems, and they got saved by allowing free market economics and capitalism to retake control of their economy. They are welfare states that are paid for out of capitalism and the private sector. Otherwise, they'd be bankrupt like Venezuela.
Yeah, I get the biggest kick that people can't tie all of that together. My biggest joke in Europe is that the European Bank is broke. And the thing I love about the fact that they're broke is they're actually lending money to other broke countries. So a broke bank is lending money to broke countries. And there's only two countries that seem to have a few bucks. And they're loaning money to the bank to loan to the broke countries. It's just nuts. Anyhow, Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back more with Gerard Lomero right after the break. Don't go far.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
And that all of us were starting to lose access to our civil liberties.
Hey, hey. Mambo, mambo,
and you don't see that her way.
Mambo, mambo,
we don't lose access to civil liberties. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air in the chat room. Texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Listen, please, 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 head over to the website. You want to sign up for our weekly emails, and that's real simple to do. Top right-hand corner says, hey, sign up for our newsletter. Number, and we're going to tell you who the guests will probably be, some of the stuff we're going to be talking about. Now, remember, well, no, I'll tell you about this more later on, anyway, because I don't want to waste his time. Dr. Gerard Lomero joins me, as he does from time to time. He hasn't been here for a while, because he's been fighting off cancer. And many of you have asked me about him and how he's doing, and I figured, why not let him tell you? He probably knows more about it than I do. Dr. Lomero, you know, I do, I mean, more so than before, right? I appreciate you being here very much.
Well, I appreciate it. I'm happy to be here, too.
Yeah.
So let me tell you about what happened. Back in February of this year, I was diagnosed with stage 4 renal cell carcinoma, which is another name for kidney cancer, metastasized to my lungs, and my lungs was filled up with little cancer modules, or nodules, they call them. And they can't do radiation on them. They don't react. Renal cell carcinoma apparently does not react. By the way, I'm not an MD, but this is my understanding of it all. Does not react to radiation. Does not react to any chemotherapy. And I was told back then that the average person with this diagnosis lives for 12 months. Okay? Not a pleasant forecast to get.
No, not at all.
And the funny thing was I had no symptoms. I didn't feel like I had cancer. I felt perfectly healthy. I was doing about 50 shows a month back then. Can you imagine? 50 mm-hmm. shows. TV and talk radio. And you get this kind of diagnosis. So the oncologist gave me the options, which was very wonderful. But one of the things he suggested that I consider seriously was a new immunotherapy set of drugs. Immunotherapy is the opposite, in a way, of chemotherapy. Chemotherapy are toxins that lower your immune system, make you susceptible sometimes to diseases or illnesses. Immunotherapy ramps up your immune system, and it does it for the rest of your life. So I have an immune system now that is ramped up to fight cancer and lots of other things, and it's doing it. It's trained to. And so I started taking those drugs. And by the way, the drugs had only just been approved by the FDA. And maybe sometime along the line I can really find out for sure. But it's possible Donald Trump saved my life, because he was the one who pushed for some experimental and earlier than normal approval of drugs to happen so that Americans would have a chance of surviving. You should have the right to try if you know you've got a serious illness, rather than wait for years and years and years of the FDA to meticulously approve every drug. So my drugs were approved by the Trump FDA, by the director there, and I'm guessing that it may eventually save my life. So I am still taking immunotherapy. The first several months got some bad reactions. I was allergic to one of the two drugs, a rare allergy, they called it. But it was very serious. It put me in the hospital. After that, I got another rare side effect. And they researched that there were only one other person known to have had the same side effect. So apparently I was very sensitive to the drugs. And the doctors, I had four doctors working on me. And the doctor said, well, we've come up with a possible cure for this side effect, but we don't know for sure because there's no evidence. But we're going to try it, and we hope it works. If it doesn't work, we'll try something else. This is to get rid of the side effects of the drug, not even to kill the cancer itself, because the drugs were supposed to do that on their own. Well, at any rate, guess what? They found a cure for my side effects. They gave me a whole bunch of drugs to not get the rare allergy that I had. And believe it or not, I only have one minor symptom now, which is a minor kind of allergy kind of thing that you get, you know, because my immune system is so sensitive to everything. But most of those sensitivities don't matter. They just go after cancer cells.
So it's not sensitivity like you and I. I mean, your immune system was made stronger, but it jumps in faster? What do you mean by it's more sensitive?
Okay, well, all my adult life I had hay fever.
Ah.
Okay, so if I went near a cottonwood tree, cottonwood trees are frequent in this area, and they kind of snow with their pollen,
mm-hmm.
I'd start having an allergy, sneeze, blow my nose. But it wasn't so bad, you know, I just drive away or whatever, and the symptoms would go away. Now, if I get exposed to an allergic type thing for hay fever,
mm-hmm.
Oh good, it may take an hour to get over it, and it's like a super, super duper sensitivity like I've never seen in my life.
Wow.
But my immune system is really good.
Yep.
And by the way, the same technique, I don't know if I mentioned it to you, but the person who invented it won the Nobel Prize in Medicine in October 2018, for inventing this. And that shows you got into circulation pretty quick. And it's also helping a lot of, it also works for seven other types of cancer. And it's really getting a whole lot of people better that used to die from their diseases. This is something used for stage four. Stage four is usually your last stage.
Yeah.
It means it's so bad, you're in trouble. And I feel great, and my doctor's happy, I feel great. And the hay fever, I don't like it. It's a little worse than usual, but I'm hoping that eventually the hay fever symptom will go away. I used to also have another symptom, which was rashes. After a treatment, I get these rashes, itchiness, and so I have to put cream on them and that kind of thing. But that went away, and I don't really have rashes anymore. But I still have the hay fever that's pretty significant when it comes. So I just stay away from things that cause hay fever. But anyway,
well, this is good to let people know.
Yeah.
Well, this is good to let people know because, you know, people will hear they have stage 2, 3, 4. Well, they hear the word cancer and they think it's all over. But it is not necessarily all over. You can fight. There are things out there. You do a little research. You do a little looking. And there might be, in today's technology, there might just be a cure for you if you would, right?
That's right. And by the way, I remember I knew a couple that had a daughter who was 23 years old, maybe 10 years ago, who got melanoma. Young girl out of college, just graduated, kind of sad. She got a little tiny thing on her back, which was melanoma. They got her to the doctor pretty quickly, but it spread rapidly. And she died in 3 years from melanoma.
Wow.
And she had stage 4 melanoma and did everything you can think of to get rid of it. Well, right now, my understanding, and I'm not an MD again, but my understanding of what I've read or heard from people is that 70% of stage 4 melanoma is now cured with this new immunotherapy technique.
Wow. So it's just the opposite of what we've been taught before. They're actually supercharging your immune system to fight it off.
Absolutely.
On its own, correct?
Yeah, wow. I tell people, you know, I'm not worried about getting the flu. I'm assuming it'll be it. In fact, I'm not worried about getting a lot of cancers because these drugs also knock them out. And I'll tell you one story that's kind of funny, I thought. But there's this one guy who was being treated with the immunotherapy drugs because he had cancer. I don't know. There's about 8 cancers that work real well with. And he was being treated. And you know, they're treating him. And they check him up, see how he's doing with his MRI or his CAT scan. And you know what they found out? He had had a second cancer they never even knew or diagnosed. But it showed up. And it turns out this drug knocked that one out, too.
Wow.
And he didn't even know he had it. He was happy to get rid of the first cancer. But he had a second one that was working on him.
We are extremely happy that you're back with us, that you're doing well, that you're up and about, and you're able to, you know, get on. Because people don't realize how much it takes to get on the radio to do interviews and, you know, be on this pretty much every day. It's a lot of work. And but I want to say something before we go, because you and I talked a while back, and you had said the Democrat Party was going to implode, that it was going to self-destruct. And
that's,
you know what we're seeing
trend
today? We're seeing
it
self-destruct.
I predicted on air probably a year ago, and some of those predictions go back to 2015 that I made, and that is Nancy Pelosi will not be the Speaker of the House in January 2021 because the House is going to be Republican and conservative after the November election, and the Democratic Party will cease to exist a few months after that.
Wow.
Because their losses are going to be devastating.
Even from within, rank-and-file Democrats are having trouble with them. All right. So tell people where to get your book and find your writings and even sign up for any kind of newsletter you have.
Well, actually, I don't have a newsletter except for hosts and producers around the country. So you can read my website to get all that, but I don't actually have a mailing list for that.
Well, it's great. Great news for America.com. Great news for America.com. That's where you can find them. And they can leave you messages there, right? They can leave you messages of encouragement.
Yep.
Do that.
Yes, and in a few weeks there's going to be a new book that'll be mentioned on the website and also on your show.
And on this show, yes, right. And we're going to buy one early or get one early that we can give away as well.
I'll send you one autograph.
Hey, listen, thank you so much for being with me. Go get some rest. We'll have you back on in a few weeks. God bless. For the rest of you, we'll be back in a little bit. Don't go far.